Here's a summary of perhaps the most important concepts we've covered in this lesson. Of the command line options that can be used to start CAVE, two of the most significant ones were the perspective and component switches, which launch just the specified perspective or component. There were a number of options in CAVE's preferences menu that can be adjusted. To make these preferences to take effect, CAVE usually must be restarted. We saw that CAVE maintains a local cache of configuration and preferences data. Located in each user's home directory, this cache is called CAVE data. Sometimes the cache may become corrupted, and you can force a re-download by removing the entire CAVE data directory. While looking at how CAVE's directory structure is laid out, we saw that two of the more important directories for anyone doing configuration, customization, and troubleshooting activities are the ETSA and plugin directories. Both directories contain baseline versions of configuration files, and side and user overrides can be made of nearly every configuration file, as well as configuration files that don't already exist, as long as they follow the prescribed pattern. The ETSA directory contains lots of configuration files. The general purpose files consist of bundles, plot models, menus, base maps, and color maps. Every plugin that extends CAVE's functionality is located in the plugins directory. Sometimes the plugin is packaged in a jar file, and sometimes the plugin is delivered with the jar file expanded into a directory structure. Baseline versions of configuration files can be packaged either in the jar file or in the expanded directory. Most kinds of configurable files for CAVE can be viewed and overrides edited using the localization perspective. We learned how CAVE's configurable menu system works. A plugin.xml file defined the base menu structure for the DGD perspective. Various index.xml packaged with a plugin added to the menu structure by including any number of menu contribution files. These contribution files typically added the actual menu entries, but some menu entries could be included in the plugin.xml files or in index.xml files as well. We saw that CAVE displays are represented internally using bundles. These consist of various display configurations, such as the type of plot, and various properties that can be set for each type of plot. Bundles also formulate queries to the metadata database so that actual data can be retrieved and visualized according to the instructions in the bundle. Two ways of formatting plots were plot models, for station model plots, and style rules for contours, images, and other types of plots. Plot models use the scalable vector graphics file format to describe which parameter was displayed at what X and Y location relative to the station location. Various style rules provided parameter-specific instructions for labeling and units and other options for contours and images.